D&D
doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D.
Hello, bullings! Welcome to D&D Doodoo for a special end-of-season episode. So Nick's and Tack will be along a bit later on, and I've got a quiz for you that you can join in with. And also, me and Chris...
Hello.
We're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to have a conversation. About...
In our actual voices.
In our actual...
Without dice rolling
exactly.
Or anything.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And we're going to talk about something really interesting. We're going to talk about spell components, specifically the bits and pieces you need to cast a spell. But Chris!
Hi!
I don't think I've said your name on air before.
No, you haven't.
Welcome!
Thanks, I'm glad to be here.
What do you do on D&D Doo-Doo?
Well,
in the show, you guess podlings? Can you guess who Chris is? What Chris does?
What I D&D Doo-Doo... I'm Nyx.
No.
Goblin, tinkerer, and chaotic sorcerer.
Surely not.
It's true.
You sound so different. All right, can you... could you say the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog as yourself, Chris?
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Very good. Oh. I like the way you said it with the question mark at the end. That's really good.
Well, I was like, can I actually remember all that?
Yes.
So there was a question mark at the end.
I was
that actually correct?
Very impressed.
I didn't just make a bit of it up.
Could Nyx say the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog?
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. And loves it.
There we go. That is definitely Nyx. So there's a little asterisk, and it says, Chris, intro me, so I'm waiting.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so, podlings, you know who I am.
Yeah.
But creating worlds, DMing to the max, weaving a tale of joy and chaotic wonder, it's Mull! Dungeon Mull. And who do you play?
Should I do the voice? I mean, it's probably really obvious who I play.
Go on, do it. Do it.
Well, I normally play Tag, the kobold. He's very highly strung and does his best to keep Nyx focused on where the next most perilous thing is coming from.
Yeah, you really do. It's so true.
I do actually feel, I mean, Nyx and Tag were never meant to be compadres.
Yeah.
It happened like that because I fell into Dungeon Mummy Trap 101, which is when you start a game, players latch onto one of the NPCs and before you know it, they've joined the party.
We instantly adopted Tack into the party and it's like, yeah, you're sticking around.
Yeah. So, but I do, as it's gone on, it's like I'm really loving seeing how Nyx and Tack are really good for each other.
Aren't they?
Didn't realise.
Yeah, it's such a cool relationship. Like, real, like, they challenge each other as well, you know, as well as keeping each other on Tack sort of directing Nyx a little bit, and then Nyx sort of challenging Tack.
Yeah.
It's great, yeah. Shall I intro the main topic?
Yeah, go on then.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
As you walk deeper into the woods, the light dims. The air grows heavy and fetid. The joyful tune of forest birds fades, and you are enveloped in an eerie silence. You see before you a chaotic tangle of dense silken thread barring your path. It is almost a thing of natural beauty if it wasn't for the grim trophies held still.
Grim trophies?
Yeah.
What, like really cheap plasticky golfers?
No.
Worse than that.
This is a family podcast, and I didn't want to go into any more depth about what the trophies were held within the...
Yeah.
Silken webs.
Ham.
You remember the words of your trusted dwarven comrade. Do not leave the path. What do you do?
It sounds webby, so I'm going to use Flame Blade to try and burn through it.
Interesting adventure.
Thank you.
You produce your leaf of sumac, I presume.
Well, yeah. What? No. I just want...
Oh dear, oh dear. Someone forgot to go shopping.
Someone forgot to hand round the script, is what they did.
No, I'm afraid not, adventurer. Next time, hit the shops.
Oh my word.
Spell components. What's all that about?
So is this the case then? In order to cast the spell, you need to have these materials. So what if you don't have the materials, or do you have an infinite supply?
Exactly. We are playing it in our campaign, and I think this is just something that has naturally happened, where Nyx has the components on him.
Mm.
And I really enjoy the idea of collecting those components.
He collects, doesn't he? And he's got all his pockets as well.
Yes, yeah. He's got his coat, which he's sort of had customised, and he's got his tinkerer's tools, and he's got his various like bits of strings, cogs, wheels, sticks, copper. He's got all these like bits and pieces that he can cast spells with. It came about really because that's part of Nyx's character.
Yeah.
And that really works for the our show.
But I really like it as a DM who's got the story writing background, because I'm really interested in stuff that you can pick up and that can be used to add a bit of colour and substance to whatever is going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think about, you know, perhaps if everyone has a think about like the films and books that they really like, there's probably some kind of object in it that's very significant. So there might be a mask, or there might be a lightsaber, or a pokeball, or a golden snitch.
Yeah, absolutely, all these
different sorts of things.
Yeah, they're really important, like integral bit to the plot.
Yes,
they don't necessarily need to be magical objects. It's like a copper rod,
copper
rod for that spell.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, I can use that, you know. And he's got a mechanical arm, and that's his all like focus of his magical abilities.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I can stick a copper rod in there.
Yeah.
And...
But I really kind of want to run with that a little bit more in the future episodes. Not wanting to become too strict about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross off one of your copper rods now. You've got two left, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it might be a case of, oh, Nyx, you're running a bit low on your components, or say you've used a particular spell a lot, then that's one. Or it's like, oh, you've run out of that. You need to think about getting it. Because I do know that Nyx can't use his Dragonfly Automaton again until he gets it recharged by lightning.
Yes.
Now, I was really interested in that, because when Nyx blew up a tree, my little Taurian gathering part was like really miffed that Nyx didn't then go to the tree and harvest all the lightning burnt twigs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Perfect spell components.
Yes.
So I think that is something that I am very much into, and I really think it works well with our setup, which is very role-playing.
Characters and story, and rather than battles and mechanics, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. But I can understand that some rules lawyery GM may be like, you need to do every little bit and pieces and get your spend the money in town.
Do you think that happens in some games, that it's very almost like an Excel spreadsheet of what ingredients you've got and what you've spent? My experience is it's usually glossed over. It's just assumed you have... It's like the encumbrance rules.
Yes.
You don't keep track, usually, of how much you're carrying, so we're all going around like hermit crabs. And
Yeah, absolutely. Because it very much depends. Like, it's that session zero thing of what is our world, what do we want to play together, and what brings us joy. And I think a lot of people will be like, oh, we're not going to worry about the small things, like all the spell components. We're going to assume that you spend a bit of time, you know, gathering those along the way. You've got some anyway.
And what about cantrips, though?
Cantrip is something which requires no spell slot. So you can just You can just cast the spell. But we'll see if it requires components or not.
So Tack, he's got a cantrip. He's got Dancing Lights. Without giving too much away, Tack does have the potential to use more magic as time goes on. But at the moment, he's just got Dancing Lights.
Interesting. For that, he would need a bit of phosphorus or witchwood or a glowworm.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
He'd have a glowworm.
I think, yeah.
It would be the same glowworm.
Yes.
We couldn't incinerate the glowworm.
Oh, no. I think he's just...
Each time. Be a pet glowworm it would for his really, dancing legs.
Yeah, we don't want him to be going through glowworms.
No. So look out for that, folks. We'll have to introduce you to Tack's glowworm in a future episode.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is really fits with the atmosphere of the story that we're telling. It's like, he has a glowworm.
Of course he does.
That is what helps him cast Dancing Lights.
Yes, and Nyx would, I can imagine, would spot that and would be interested in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because he's interested about everything.
Yeah, he's a constantly curious tinkering goblin.
That's beautiful.
He wants to know all. Whether or not he can remember it afterwards is a different thing.
But... Oh, that's another thing to maybe look out for next season. Does Nyx remember why he's got a piece of string tied around his finger? And that all depends on whether I remember that Nyx has got a piece of string tied around his finger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's to remember that he went to the above and beyond, because he can't remember going once he comes back.
Absolutely, yeah. So, question for the podlings.
Great.
That's okay. You guys. What do you D&D do about spell components? If you already play D&D, or if you wanted to play, do you think that's something that you'd incorporate? Or do you think that can slow down a game?
May I stick my two penneth in with that?
Please.
I would say to the podlings that some of the best advice I had was just to start, just to give it a go and not to worry too much about all the rules. Because it is a lot. If you find it easy to absorb all this information, then great, you go for it. You will be worth your weight in gold to be able to recall these things. But the really important thing is that you have a go and you enjoy it and you find your way with it, because the rules are there to provide a framework. They're not to order you about and tell you must do it this way. As long as everyone within your game are all agreed, you can do it the way you want to.
I really enjoy doing that, but I absolutely don't assume that everyone will want to do that. Because everyone gets joy from the game in completely different ways. And we're hoping that all you out there are sort of enjoying it as we're going along. And we're learning, you know.
And I want to give Nyx a little bit of a heads up that Nyx is going to have to be more aware of his spell components in future.
Cool. Right? Good to know.
And to think about how he's going to source them and to be looking out for them all the time, I think.
Yes.
And I mean, I've learned that Tack has his cantrip, his glowworm and his phosphorus, so we've both got some homework there to bring in their spell components.
And then looking at new spells that Nyx gains, is level 3 now?
You've got past the milestone to be level 3, but to actually start using the feats and abilities that opens up. So I'm going to entrust that to your role playing.
Love it.
But I think we've had our time, haven't we, really? I think we've got to hand it over to the main event, which is...
Yeah, I can hear them coming. I can hear them flying over right now.
Yeah, joining us by Giant Canopy Turtle, we have Nyx and Tack, who are going to come and do a little quiz for you.
We'll hand it over to these guys. All right, podlings!
Hello.
How are we doing?
The invisible ears!
Oh, this is great, isn't it? It's very... This is like playing...
What's that game you have?
Humans and Hoffices.
Humans and Hoffices, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to teach me how to play it, aren't
you? Oh, it's a great game.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my head around it. It doesn't really make sense. You're rolling dice.
Yeah.
Rolling dice,
making your characters. You can only pick from humans.
Oh.
Yeah. There's
it's a bit limited, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, that's part of the game, you know.
Okay. Who would you play?
I think I would be like a mover and a shaker, like own a bit of a business maybe, be on me crystal device going like...
Blimey!
I purposely picked like a character that just like wasn't like me. So I think I'm going to be like really money orientated.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm going to be like selling stuff, and like there's this big market in the game. I can't remember, something exchange, right?
Okay.
And then you like earn lots of money and get lots of resources. Okay. And then you like, you buy
like
it.
A big stash.
Yeah, or yeah. Like, yeah, so
my. That sounds cool.
Yeah, you get as big a stash as possible, and like you don't share it with anyone, right?
Okay.
And you just like.
So you're going to play a dragon?
Yeah, yeah. Basic. Like okay. A human dragon.
A human dragon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I'd like to be someone who's... See, because I'm not very good with people. My charisma's minus two, I'm told. which I thought was very hurtful. So I think I'd like to play someone who's, like, really knows what to say in all situations.
All right.
And is, like, really, really popular. I had a little look in your book, in your Humans and Hofficers handbook.
Yeah.
Your Humans and Hofficers handbook.
Humans and Hofficers,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's some, I could be an influencer.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I've not really looked much into them. There's, I think there's a trait with the influencers.
Yeah.
That you can sell like objects for people.
Okay.
Like a sort of
like the Uber.
Yeah, like the Uber.
Okay.
Yeah, so you sort of like broadcast yourself by some. It's like
cooking. I'll be a cooking influencer.
Yeah.
As we told
nice.
You. Okay, we can do Humans and Hofficers at some point.
Lovely.
Well, we didn't come here to do that, did we?
No, we didn't at all. This has been a real random.
That was what is known as a tangent, I believe. Tangent.
Is that a bit? Is it a fruit? A
tangent. Yes, it's small and it's orange. So anyway, back at the plot.
Yes. So here we are, Podlings.
You know, Podlings, you've no idea how much editing goes on. You've no idea how much footage needs to be gathered to make a 20-minute episode. It goes on for hours.
All right, we've got a quiz.
We've got a quiz.
I love a quiz.
Right, it's going to be tricky. I'm going to have to move slightly.
All right.
So, what I've got for you, Nix.
Yeah.
I've got you three or four sound effects from season two.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And your job is to identify from what spell they come from.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. So, the first one is from a creature.
Okay.
Yeah. Who made this noise?
Oh, that's a lovely sound. What do you reckon, Podlings?
Whatever it was not my favourite.
It was very early on. It sounds like... the gentle movement of stone on stone.
No.
Right. Well, maybe I'm completely...
This is from season two. Do you remember when season two started? Started at Sawley's base.
Yeah.
We met the Nabba.
Yeah.
And then we headed off.
We did.
To find my stash.
Yes.
And into the woods we went.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, it was the Maddy Menace.
It was.
Oh.
Do you give up?
No.
Your eyebrows give up.
Don't listen to my eyebrows.
All right.
I think it was the boulder.
You would be wrong.
Oh.
Who was it, Podlings? Yes, it was the big beefy.
It was the big
yes,
beefy.
Yes, I played it again.
I thought it was stone sand. Yeah, I can hear it now. It's the big, beefy,
the big,
muddy
beefy
menace.
Mud boil, yeah. All right, here's your next one. Are you ready? One is from a spell. What's this from?
It's a little tinkling. Is that?
Yeah.
There's been quite a few spells, actually.
Yeah.
But I think that is the shaky, shaky, flaky, flaky.
That's season one.
Okay.
I'll give you a clue. Text on that. So what must it be?
It must be Dancing Lights.
It is. It's Dancing Lights.
Yes.
Right. Here comes the next one. This one should be a bit easier for you, Nick, because it's one of yours. It's another spell. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, that was epic, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really, really unhelpful.
Was that, by any chance, witch bolt?
It was yes. A witch bolt. Well done, yes.
Sorry, I almost took your head off with that one.
Yeah, you did.
How are we doing, podlings? You got 3 out of 3.
Okay, next one. This is also a spell, but it was cast by neither me or Unix. Okay?
Right, yeah.
So, what's this spell?
My lobes are at the ready. Oh, my fuzzy lumps.
Isn't it interesting when you pay attention to them? When you really see the work that's gone into it?
Well...
Don't you think the craftsmanship really goes to show how much gets missed?
Well, it's such a beautiful mix of, you know, different crafts that it all blends together seamlessly. Oh, man, I feel like I should know it, like the back of my mechanical hand, but...
Who have we got who can cast spells? We've got Nyx.
We've got Sawley.
Sawley wasn't with us. Who was with us? Or who joined us?
The boulder.
It was the boulder joined us, yeah.
Wow.
And the boulder can cast a spell.
Yeah, so did the boulder cast, like... A healing word?
It did!
Yes!
Well done!
Oh, got there in the end.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, then
with very little help.
Right, last one. Who's this from and what is it?
Right. Come on, Podling. I'm doing really well here. I like this one. It's one of my favourites.
You know who this one is then?
I'm gonna have a... No help now.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, all right. But I reckon this is the above and beyond.
No!
What?
No! No, what? Are you there? Things are going very red.
It's really hard to do as a goblin.
No, that is the sound of my draconic roar.
Oh, what?
Actually, oh my goodness!
Clip. Yeah. Right. I know you put your head in a bag, but yeah. It's because the sound was coming from the bag, you see.
Fair enough. Well, it was in the heat of battle, so we'll let you off. Well, that's great. I think we'll be repeating this, and I might even give you a heads up about what it's going to be, and you can do some practice. You could do some research.
Yeah, great.
Right, well, that's us, isn't it? They're only paying us for the time, so we might as well get back on the canopy turtle and head off.
All right. Cheers, podlings.
Off into the sky. And that's it for this time. And thank you for joining us for this different but no less chaotic episode.
Yeah. What's coming up? What's next for the podlings?
Yeah, so we've finished season 2. Tax managed to find his stash.
Yes.
Season 3 is on its way, seeing if the gang can get Fifa back to her Welf colony. So we're getting those episodes together now. Hopefully they'll be coming out in the autumn. But before then, don't worry, there is going to be a little bit of D&D doage going on. We've got a 2-part story special called Tales of Meraki. So this is listening to a story rather than listening to the game being played. So this is for anyone who's ever wondered where D&D doo-doo takes place, because this story gives you a tour of some of the many places and people of the world of Meraki. Nyx is going to be your guide for that one. He's going to be riding on the back of the giant canopy turtle.
I really enjoyed doing the voiceover for this one. It's so cool. Like, if you like your fantasy lore, like world building, check it out. It's cool.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you want to get in touch, you can send us an email.
dndoo@gmail.com.
Mr. Biscuits, our cat, gets in on the Instagram quite a bit as well. We're training him up to be our dice roller. You know, he's doing well.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting there. If you want to leave a 5-star review.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out.
All right, D&D dudes, you take care and we will see you soon.
See you later.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.